This is Radio Nepal. I am Dela Prasai with the news. The headlines first. Government decides to close the international borders for a week. Government decides to establish a fund by putting 500 million rupees to combat COVID-19. Epidemiology and Disease Control Division under the Health Department decides to collect data of fever and pneumonia patients to confirm any cases of coronavirus, and over 13,000 people die from COVID-19 worldwide. Now the news in detail. As a part to control the spread of coronavirus outbreak in the country, the government has decided to close the international borders only for human mobility for a week from 10 a.m. on Monday. Government spokesperson and Minister for Finance and Information and Communications Technology, Dr. Yuvaraj Kathiwada, said a meeting of the Council of Ministers held yesterday took this decision. The government also decided to transform the Chandragiri Best Hospital of Armed Police Force Nepal into a dedicated hospital for the treatment of coronavirus pneumonia patients in case of the COVID-19 patients were confirmed. He added the doctors of the Nepal Army and Nepal Police would be mobilized for the operations of the dedicated hospital if needed. Likewise, the cabinet meeting decided to establish a fund by putting 500 million rupees meant for combating the deadly coronavirus. Likewise, in order to motivate the health workers working in the front desks during the dire state would be provided with 50% to 100% allowances, the meeting decided. Likewise, considering possible outbreak of COVID-19, the government has planned to immediately develop the public quarantine of at least 5,000 beds in the capital city. Epidemiology and Disease Control Division under the Health Department has decided to collect the data of fever and pneumonia patients to confirm whether there are any cases of coronavirus. Organizing a press meet in Kathmandu yesterday, the division said it would collect data to validate the sample tests carried out by the Teku Basis National Public Health Lab. Director General of the division, Dr. Basudev Pandey, said the division was deputing 18 specialists at different venues at hospitals, hotels, and the people kept at home quarantine. He also urged all to contact the toll-free number of the division 1115 if they need to know anything about virus and not to believe in rumors coming on social networking sites. The federal government has asked the medical officers, senior physicians and medical students in all the states to get mobilized against the outbreak of the COVID-19. The Ministry of Health and Population called for deploying the medical human resources working on the states for prevention and control of the coronavirus infection as its global pandemic is accelerating further. The ministry also appealed to the state governments to mobilize the medical officers who studied in the government scholarship quotas in various workstations as precautionary measures against the COVID-19 as they continue rendering other healthcare services. Likewise, the ministry has urged for the coordination with the concerned medical colleges to mobilize the MBBS and MD students for the measures aimed at preventing the COVID-19. The regulatory body, Civil Aviation Authority, yesterday issued an urgent notice deciding to close the entire international flight schedules beginning from 23:59 p.m. to the midnight of March 31st. The decision follows the government's earlier announcement towards that end. However, there would be no impact of the decision on those international passengers from Nepal, air ambulance, cargo flights and essential flights. President Bidya Devi Bhandari and Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli held discussions yesterday on the contemporary issues of the country as well as about the measures taken to prevent pandemic COVID-19. In a regular meeting held at the office of the President in Shital Nivas yesterday, Prime Minister Oli appraised President Bhandari about the measures taken by the government to prevent the flu-like infection and progresses made towards that end. On the occasion, the President extended her best wishes to the government for taking steps in the interest of the public and for prevention and control of COVID-19. Minister for Communications and Information Technology, Dr. Yuvraj Khatiwada, has directed the media and news agencies to disseminate the reliable information on time. During a discussion with the chiefs of the ministry's subordinate bodies yesterday, Minister Dr. Khatiwada said the news on decisions of High-Level Coordination Committee and government on prevention of COVID-19 need to be disseminated properly so that it would help reduce the risk of the coronavirus. Minister Dr. Khatiwada said the human resources at media houses should be mobilized with further effectiveness. Nepal Communist Party Chairman Pushpakamal Dahal Prachand has called on the entire party line and public to be more careful to the heightened risk of coronavirus infection in the aftermath of its global pandemic. In a press note yesterday, Chairman Dahal called all for taking special measures to stay safe from the viral infection following the policy level and other decisions taken by the government to avoid the infection risk. You're listening to Radio Nepal, 8 AM English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
Baju Darshan.
Bhagyamani Babu. Ramruri aipugnu bhaye ni.
Hajur, Ramruri puge. Uchai, meru college ko best friend.
Namaste Baju.
Namaste. Aunu na bhitrai.
Huncha Baju.
Ani dada ta office gaisaknu bhayo hola hai.
Uha ta bihanai ho. Huncha tapaiharu fresh hudai garnu na. Ma khana tayar gardai garchu hai.
Has, has Baju.
Oi, Wi-Fi hola ni. Password magna.
Ha? Ta pani NTC ko sasto day pack chhadai chha ni.
E ho ra.
NTC ko day pack lina *1415# dial garna.
Nepal Telecom. Rastrako Sanchar.
Welcome back, and again we continue with the rest of the updates. Indian Ambassador to Nepal Binay Mohan Quatra paid a courtesy call on Home Minister Rambahadur Thapa yesterday. The discussion was held on the bilateral relations, cooperation and mutual assistance between the two countries. On the occasion, Minister Thapa extended best wishes to the Indian envoy and believed that Nepal-India relations will reach a new height during his term. He also thanked the Indian government for providing security training and logistics to Nepal's various sectors and hoped it would continue in the days ahead as well. Meantime, Minister Thapa stressed the need for further cooperation among all SAARC countries to battle the COVID-19 pandemic. Meantime, Ambassador Quatra reminded that Nepal-India relations were historical and made commitment that he would play a positive role to strengthen the mutual relations. Nepal Red Cross Society has formulated special strategies to provide assistance for the management of spaces to quarantine people considering the risks of the COVID-19. The Red Cross staffs would be mobilized to purchase essentials materials, take stock of health of people, help people keep in touch with their families, provide psychological advice and assistance to people, including prisoners. Red Cross respective bodies have been directed to follow its norms and values and focus on child protection, mistreatment, gender and sexual violence during responsive measures. Nepal Rashtra Bank has directed all financial institutions and bank to continue the banking services. Issuing a directive yesterday, Nepal Rashtra Bank asked the banks of all four categories to continue their services. Nepal Rashtra Bank has reminded the banking institution that the bank is an essential service and as per the government directive, all essential services should continue. The National Bank also asked the bank employees to adopt safety measures while working in the offices during the crisis. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8 AM English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. The death toll from the coronavirus pandemic continued its relentless rise in Europe on Sunday, with Italy announcing 651 dead in one day, bringing its total to 5,476. It was an increase of 13.5%, but down from Saturday's figure when 793 people died. The Canadian death toll from the coronavirus outbreak jumped almost 50% in less than a day, and the mayor of New York City, the U.S. epicenter of the contagion, called the situation the greatest crisis since the Great Depression and warned hospitals would likely to be overwhelmed in 10 days. With the economic fallout of the coronavirus pandemic still far from clear, researchers in the U.S. are struggling to get to grips with how many American jobs could be lost due to the crisis. Coronavirus claimed more than 100 lives in the past 24 hours in the United States, bringing the total to 389 deaths. The number of people killed in France by the coronavirus outbreak increased by another 112 to a total of 674, the top French health officials said. Turkey confirmed 9 more deaths from the novel coronavirus late, bringing the total fatalities to 30. German Chancellor Angela Merkel would go into quarantine after coming into contact with a doctor who had tested positive for the coronavirus. Saudi Arabia recorded 119 new cases of the virus for a total of 511, the highest in the Gulf Arab region, the health ministry there said. Nearly a billion Indians stayed indoors on Sunday, heading Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi's appeal to citizens to self-isolate as authorities battle to contain the fast-spreading coronavirus pandemic. At least 324 people so far contracted the disease, while 4 died in India. Globally, more than 13,000 people have now died from COVID-19, an estimated 92,000 of the 304,500 people who contracted the disease globally have recovered. At least 23 people have died in one of Bogota's largest jails after what the authorities are calling a mass breakout attempt amid rising tensions over coronavirus. Colombia's Justice Minister Margarita Cabello said 83 inmates were injured during a riot at La Modelo prison. Inmates at prisons across the country held protests on Sunday against overcrowding and poor health services during the coronavirus outbreak, the Justice Ministry is investigating. Cabello said 32 prisoners and 7 guards were in hospital, 2 guards were in a critical condition. She said the violence was a coordinated plan with disturbances reported across 13 of the country's prisons. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly generally cloudy in the eastern region and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. Light rain or thunder and lightning is likely to occur at one or two places of the hilly regions. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 24.6 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 8.4 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. Government decides to close the international borders for a week. Government decides to establish a fund by putting 500 million rupees to combat COVID-19. Epidemiology and Disease Control Division under the Health Department decides to collect data of fever and pneumonia patients to confirm any cases of coronavirus, and over 13,000 people die from COVID-19 worldwide. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also log on to our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned and have a good day.